Hi, this is Lori Short, and I'd like to welcome you to my 10-minute podcast, where I offer a spiritual insight each week that comes from a verse to encourage you. And this week, I want to talk about renewing your soul. I think it's post-election, pre-holiday season, and many of us need our souls renewed. As well as I'm preaching in Psalm 23 this Sunday at Ocean Hills Church. And so I've been thinking a lot about renewal because I am preaching on the particular verse of Psalm 23 that says this: He renews my soul, He guides me along right paths to bring honor to His name. The word soul and the word strength are interchangeable in this verse, so it could also be read, He renews my strength. So that's the first part of this verse, that God renews our strength. But the thing is, in order to be ready to experience renewal, you actually have to be in a place to need it. And that's the not fun part about renewal. None of us like to be in that desperate place. And yet I can tell you that I have been in that place many, many times throughout my walk with the Lord. Just times when I felt I was completely at the end of myself. And one time in particular that comes to mind is when I was a youth pastor at First Presbyterian Church of Berkeley. And each year I used to take my kids, a large group of students, down to Mexicali, which was a ministry that Azusa Pacific did for youth groups really all over the country. And we were in Northern California, so we had a two-day trek just to get down to Mexico. But this particular year, I had arranged to do the trip with a guy I had been dating who happened to be a youth pastor out in Arizona. And he had never done the trip, and so we decided it would be fun to do together. But unfortunately, right before the trip was to occur, he and I broke up. And so I knew just going into this trip that it was going to be very difficult. What I didn't know was what God had planned on this trip that made it even more difficult. We got down there with our 8 vans that, of course, we had borrowed from parents, and there were some break-ins in the parking lot. Now, mind you, there were hundreds of vans in the parking lot, but 3 of my 8 vans happened to be broken into. And one of the vans, there was a boy that had come down a little bit late. He happened to be sleeping in the back of the van, and thank God nothing happened to him, but all of his stuff was stolen, all of his clothes, his sleeping bag. And his parents weren't, they didn't go to our church. And so I right away was like, oh my goodness, how is this going to be? And so this kid had an incredible attitude, and of course, all the kids just kicked right in, and they were lending him pants, 3 sizes too big. Some of the girls were giving him skirts, whatever he could put on his body. And he just was very resilient. But we went on from that to, unfortunately, the 24-hour stomach flu hit my camp, my kids. And, you know, that's bad when you're at home with full plumbing and a toilet. But when you're living in tents with outhouses, it can be disastrous. And of course, one after another, we're giving it to each other. And I can remember at this point, just with being with this guy that I'd broken up with, having 3 of my vans broken into, and also my driver's license stolen. One of the vans, my driver's license was hidden underneath, and that was stolen. So now I'm driving around a foreign country without a driver's license. I've got all these kids that are sick, and I remember calling my secretary, literally just desperate, and I said, "Help, I don't know what to do." And all she said was, "Throw yourself on God." Literally, that was all she said. We hung up. And I thought, that's what I've got to do. I was at the end of myself. There was no other place to turn. And what I watched was how God just redeemed that trip. We ended up making our way back, and we were stopping all along the way so kids could get out of the vans and throw up. And I thought, when we get back, oh my goodness, these poor parents, this is going to be the worst trip in history. And do you know that every single one of my students said it was the greatest trip they had ever been on, because they saw what God did in adversity. God worked through my kids in a way that they didn't experience on some of the other trips that had been easier. And I really learned that when we come to the end of ourselves, one of the ways that God renews us is by taking the focus off of us and putting the focus onto Him, that it's His story we're a part of. And actually, that's the next part of the verse. Right after He renews my strength or soul, it says, He guides me along right paths to bring honor to His name. So we're, in a sense, renewed by being led into this bigger story, God's agenda, where we lay down our small story, where we're in control, and throw ourselves on God for His story, where God has control. So it's really like the end of you is the beginning of God. So every time you're in a situation where you feel in over your head, you have an opportunity to watch God move and work. I think sometimes we wait until we have it all together to try to take our steps of faith. But the reality is we are called sometimes to take our step of faith without having everything together. Matter of fact, I think God prefers that because that's when you really get to experience the reality of God. It's a little bit like rappelling if you've ever had that experience. I know for me, it took me so long to work up the courage to actually lean back off of a mountain. Even though everybody told me the ropes were going to hold me, it doesn't feel like they're going to hold you. And you actually have to throw yourself back in order to experience the tension of the rope. And I believe that that's what it's like with God. We have to take our steps of faith in order to experience all that God can do. And I know in my life, when I have showed up and done what I really did not have the talent or strength or ability to do, I have been able to witness so much more of what God can do. And that has built up my faith. And God's guidance really comes from behind. I talked about that on a previous podcast, which you are welcome to tune into, called God's Guidance. And I talked about a verse in Isaiah that says to listen to the voice behind you. In other words, that God's guidance really comes from behind, which can feel really scary, because we feel like we're alone a lot of times when we take our step of faith. But once we take that step, we experience God. And I can tell you, I experienced that in Mexico and so many times since. And so I think ultimately your renewal comes from a perspective shift. God renews you by inviting you to be part of the bigger story, His story, to be led along paths that bring honor to His name, not your name. Henrietta Mears, who founded Forest Home, used to say, God can't move a parked car. So you actually have to take that step. You have to actually show up, even when you don't think you have anything to give. And so if any of you are at the end of yourself today, that is such a great position to be in, to see more of God at work. And when you see how you're being used in this God story, you are renewed. As He guides you to say, come on, I've got a plan for you. Even though it doesn't feel like it right now, follow me. This is my story. And certainly that is what I experienced in Mexico. Because looking back, my kids would say that that was the greatest trip that they had been on because of the adversity, because of the weakness that we felt. And so often that is the case. So here's the verse once more. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths to bring honor to His name. I pray that your soul and your strength is renewed today from this word in Psalm 23. Thanks for tuning in.